Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We've got more to talk about. Going to talk hunting. Going to talk about picking and shooting.
Hunting, picking, and shooting.
Okay.
We have choices to make in life.
We'll talk about that. It's a little ambiguous.
It is. I wanted to mess with your brain.
He's going to make it crystal clear.
I only gave him little tidbits. It's like a little crumb of bread I gave him.
Need to know basis. That's the way he approaches it with me. Yeah, keeps me in the dark. That's what. And you wonder why I always turn it to movies.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry.
I never know what's coming up.
Dan, Darkman Foley.
Like with Jacob, who basically wrote the show last week, and those two, all I have to do is push the buttons.
Yeah,
it was great. It's fun to have you guys together.
It is fun to have him, and I couldn't get him today. Yeah. But I appreciate when he does have time. He's busy on a trek to the UP today.
So
he's very, very busy for doing good works for our foundation, TommysHeart.org.
This segment is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing. I was out here yesterday, too. I stopped and saw Tim and Linda and Bill and Dylan. Everybody was around.
Dalton. I always call him Dylan, too.
Dalton.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
I just look at him and I say Dylan. It's like everybody used to look at Jason and call
Dylan.
Him Josh.
Yeah.
You know, and it was...
He does? Yeah.
Just everybody calls him Josh. Even Florida people are calling him Josh. It's nuts.
Looks like a Josh.
I get called all kinds of names, but never nice names
I've heard some of those. Yeah. I've been around. I might have called you one or two.
You might have, yeah. Well, Tri-County Roofing has been around for a long time, since 1971. And they're bringing you this segment of the Gunsmith Show, and we greatly appreciate them. They've been a sponsor for years and years. And they are wishing you a very peaceful Easter weekend and hope that you have a blessed spring and this turns into just a wonderful year. And they know it's turkey season and mushroom season and shooting season.
Yep.
So they know you got to have a good roof to have peace of mind so you can go to the range. So they want you to give them a call, get on that list, get that roof
taken busy.
Care of. 810-732-7740. You can go to Tri-County Roofing of MidMichigan.com. Check out their website. You'll see some of their amazing work. Now, it is commercial and residential. They specialize in those low-pitched roofs and flat roofs, but they also do a great job on the big old shingle jobs, too, because I know my whole church has been done by them for years.
Do you know what TPO means?
You know, and I do. I wrote it down like a month ago, and now you just hit me with it out of the blue. I knew what it was a month ago because I put it in my memory.
Yeah.
But then I got sick, and I took a bunch of Tylenol.
He just told me. He just told me what it was yesterday, and I've already forgotten. But it's those white. It's those white, rubbery
roofs
type roofs. Yeah.
Yeah, and I did. I went. Yeah. That's what that means. So I read on it, and I studied it, but I have a short memory.
Yeah.
I do.
See,
that's what happens when you look at gun books
whole
life.
You've only got so much room, John.
There's
you've got
like
the important
96
things.
96 pages in a Guns and Ammo magazine, and I go through it quickly.
Keeps them.
But I recall a lot of it for maybe an hour or two.
That's okay. Tim keeps track of the TPO stuff. He knows everything that you need to know.
That's why he calls me on all the
gun stuff. And then
I'm
you call
gun
him.
Guy, and I call him on the roof stuff.
Because he's your roof guy.
All right, and you're my radio guy.
And I'm the radio
guy. There you go. See,
divisional labor, it's a lovely thing.
Everybody, divisional labor, you use that comment a lot. You always have, and I appreciate that. We were just discussing a little bit ago. We've been buddies for 16 years
now. Long time.
And had a lot of fun together. So, now, get a hold of Tri-County Roofing. And again, you can always link to them right on my website, thegss.com. It is the 19th day of April, and this is when spring starts to spring.
And I have to tell you, John, I know what hunting means, and I know what shooting means. Hunting, picking, and shooting. It's the picking that's got me.
Picking morel mushrooms.
Oh!
It's hunting season for turkeys.
Turkey season
starts today.
Upon us.
Okay, it's in our section, ZZ. It's now, you got to watch where you're at in Michigan. It's very technical as to where you're at in Michigan, where the season starts, and when. But and what you can use and all kinds of stuff. So, interestingly enough, when spring springs like this, it's also the same time when you can be out there peacefully staring at your turkey target or your turkey decoys, and you got your gobble going, and you got your chalk stick working on your slate, and you're going rah 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 rah, and you're calling in those turkeys,
right?
And all of a sudden you hear Edith, Ethel, and Larry walking through with baskets looking for
morel mushrooms.
And I don't blame them.
Has it started yet?
Yeah, there's people already out looking. They're walking all over our private property in Flushing looking for mushrooms because I guess it's a hot spot.
You can find them there?
I have never found them because I think other people find them before I get there.
Oh, geez.
So, not like there's footprints in the snow right now. I don't know, and I don't have trail cams out there.
Gotcha.
But I think there are people picking mushrooms. But they know where they grow, you know, and if you cut them off right, they grow back again.
I've gone looking a couple times, and I've never... There's an art to it, I think.
We were up in Manistee one time years ago, and we came across this huge valley of mushrooms. And they were just big mushrooms.
Yeah.
But there was just thousands of them. They just clear-cut an area, and these were everywhere.
Sprout up.
So we grabbed one, just took one mushroom. We were careful with it because we had our kids with us. We didn't want to get the kids sick. We went to a local store, and they're like, oh, that's a something beefsteak or something. And I'm like, are they good? And they said, they're wonderful. They're very strong mushrooms, but if you like mushrooms, great in spaghetti sauce and blah, blah, blah.
That's a good idea to take it to somebody who knows.
Did you
go back and get some?
So we went back, and literally I had a bunch of flannel shirts with us because they turned into a warm day.
Yeah.
Too warm to turkey hunt. So we
filled up shirts.
We buttoned the flannel shirts up and tied the sleeves. And we came home, looked like scarecrows, and they were full of mushrooms. But we didn't, you know, we didn't take them all. We took a lot, though. We took enough to fill up, like, probably six Hamity sacks, you know, paper sacks. And... but they were in our flannel.
That's what you're supposed to. That's what you're supposed to use. They say take paper bags.
Keep some. Yeah, and so we took them from the flannel, then put them in
paper
bags. Followed the rules.
Sauteed them up, and
we sliced them and then froze them. We flash froze them.
Okay.
And we had a deep freeze at the time, and it was great for that. And we bagged them up, and we had mushrooms for probably 4 years.
Oh wow!
They were fine. They were, it worked out really good. So
okay.
So hunting is hunting. But turkey's what we're after right
now. So let me ask you this on turkey. I've heard some people say wild turkey, they don't eat it because it just doesn't taste.
Well, a lot of us smoke them. So when you get them, you smoke. Smoked turkey's good no matter what you do.
Yeah, even if it's wild turkey.
They're not a butterball. They're not filled with all the chemicals and stuff. They are leaner, thinner. It's like eating deer meat. There's no fat.
Right.
You know, you don't get into it. You get into a butterball, it's like, wow. You don't have, I don't even need gravy.
No.
Well, with wild turkey, you pretty much need gravy.
Okay.
So, but you can
unless you smoke them.
You can make soups. You can do all kinds of stuff with
it.
And every time we smoke turkey, we'll just buy one of those turkey breasts, even though just the breast only. You know, it's almost looks like a pork roast.
Yeah.
But throw it in the smoker. They're out of this world good. My gosh, you're good. I love smoked turkey.
Yeah.
But you can inject it. You can do all kinds of stuff with it. But it's the hunt, though. I mean, a lot of it is the hunt. A lot of people don't
love... Are they fun to hunt?
They're wonderful.
Turkey,
It's so much fun. They are the most conniving. They're not like deer.
Yeah.
They don't just... Now, when it's not turkey season, they walk in front of you all the time.
Yeah.
But when it is turkey season... They are like...
Switch goes on, and they know they got to hide.
John Wick, you know? Uh-huh. So you turn around like, oh, there's a guy with a gun behind you, you know? Yep. They're there. Okay. They're gone. They're like magical. But to see them first thing in the morning, when you get out in the woods first thing in the morning, turkey hunting, and you see them come down out of the trees as the sun's coming up, and then you start your calling. And you got your decoys out because you put them out in the dark.
Yeah.
And then you're... You get that hen cluck going, and they come in, and they come in out of the trees, and they come in close. Oh, it's what a feeling! It's really cool, and it's a challenge. And what you hope for is that you don't. Well, kind of. It's a two-edged sword. Right now, as far as I know, our coyote season is closed.
Okay.
And I wished it wasn't because the coyotes come after
the decoys. Oh, they go after the turkeys.
And they go after the decoys.
Okay.
Which is great because you're not seeing any turkeys, but you got turkey decoys in front of you. You're making all this turkey noise.
Yeah.
And
if you're fooling the coyotes.
The coyotes come right in.
Yeah.
You know? But then you'll get like, you know, you're going for a Jake or a Tom.
Yeah.
And pretty much you're going for a Tom turkey, but the Jakes are the younger ones. You want the bigger ones. But you're going for a Tom turkey and... When a gaggle or a flock of these hens come in and they attack your decoys, that's interesting to watch, too. It's like, holy crap, they're destroying my decoys.
Yeah.
And so I've got hard plastic ones and I got the foam rubber ones, but they'll rip the foam rubber ones apart.
Rip them right apart.
They hit them with those claws on the back of their legs.
Yeah, just like a velociraptor.
They bite them and rip them, and it's mean, man.
Yeah.
It's just mean. So it is fun to watch, though. So... So what I'm getting to is, though, you got hunting, You got picking. You know,
I have to ask you a quick thing.
Yeah.
I have to ask you a quick thing. So Renee, my wife,
yeah,
she had one fly in front of her. She almost hit it the other day right in front of her car.
Oh, turkeys are big, too.
So they... Now, my knowledge of turkeys in part derives from WKRP in Cincinnati.
Yeah, they only fly when they're frozen.
Oh, yeah. I swear they can fly. So, but turkeys do fly.
They fly like, man, they scare the daylight.
What That's quite, a, quite an operation.
They always
scare loud and big.
Well, you
big.
Think it's a herd of deer coming through the woods, but it's two turkeys gigantic. Flying up into the top of the trees.
Okay.
It'll be right at night, and you're like, all right. I know here in the last couple minutes, you people that hunt right now, you know what I'm saying. You're in the woods. It's almost dark. It's still light enough to hunt,
okay.
And the excitement is there because you're hearing movement.
Okay.
You know
something's
that
out
big
there.
Buck's going to walk yeah. out, and it ends up being two turkeys, but it sounded like a herd of zebras yeah. coming through the woods. You know what I mean?
So they sleep up in the trees, and they come down and forage.
They come down, yeah, they come down and work the woods,
yeah.
and they eat bugs right. and berries and everything. They eat everything.
Yeah.
So, and they're smart birds, and they're stunningly beautiful.
Yeah.
I last week I told you I had to stop for turkeys. Yesterday I was just watching. Friday I had to drive all over the place, and I was looking out in the woods, and I was seeing turkeys out in fields. I'm like, oh, you don't know how close it is to hunting season, so it's going to be fun though. So, so if you're not hunting and you're not picking morels, maybe it's a good time to schedule that range time, and that's what I want to get at right now. Now I like to preach about this, but because I live it. On a daily basis, I am constantly adjusting my mental focus on what would my angles be? How would I take that shot? I know it sounds kooky, but when I was younger, I had a big lawn mowing business, and I was mowing lawns for 10 hours a day, and it let my mind wander. And I absolutely loved it because it gave me time to sharpen my skills on preparing mentally for such things. I would hunt while I was riding a tractor or walking behind a big power mower, whatever it was, I was always looking at how would that shot be taken? How would that work? What would be my best angle to take that shot from? When would I take it? And these are things you got to build into your mindset and help you be a better hunter and a better shooter. Even if you're on one of those shooting leagues and you're shooting steel targets, you still got to, you know, be flexible and movable and be able to get the sights where you want them and be able to shoot accurately. And I'm constantly coaching people. People call me and ask me questions all the time. And I'm coaching others on smart choices, on bullet weights, on load charges. What twist rate? I get that question so much now with all the 6.5 Creedmoors out there and people that shoot in 6.5 Creedmoors. They're always wanting to know what twist rate. Well, I don't own a 6.5 Creedmoor. The only time I've owned a 6.5 Creedmoor is I bought it, took the barrel off, never fired it, a brand new Remington, and put a bull barreled 308 barrel on that action. See, I modified the gun, and which is common for me. I like to modify guns and change them. But so don't ask me questions about 6.5 Creedmoors.
At least on the twist.
I am studying them because... Okay. I have a buddy that just got one. He's very excited. He got an AR-10 rifle, and it's in 6.5 Creedmoor, and he's geeked about it. So he's like, and he's a dear friend. So I said, yep, I'll help you. So it was not Tim from Tri-County Roofing, but it was somebody close. But anyways, so twist rates, knowing and ranging distances is a art, and you got to get good at it if you're going to shoot any long ranges. And just because you think it's 160 yards or something, you're a good golfer. Oh, I can hit that with a 4-wood, you know, or a 3-wood. And then you realize I came up 40 yards short. Well, your bullet would do the same thing. So lots of choices to make. And of course, studying your trigonometry, knowing how to pull that trigger. And that's one of the very first things that gets customized on most guns, Dan, is changing your trigger. And I know for a fact that triggers are getting better than they used to be. You used to go buy a brand new gun and you pulled the trigger and it was like, oh boy, does that need some work?
Yeah.
Now some of these guns were getting,
just
right
smooth
front of
and just lighter,
tiny light pulls. They're perfect.
Yeah.
Absolutely love them. having a great time. So even if it's shooting skeet this weekend, or you know, getting out with the family and plinking with the 22s, or even the air guns, hone those skills with your family. Practice, 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 and practice safe and lawful storage of your guns, please. Now, if you're not out gun shopping this weekend, maybe, like I said earlier, it's time to go out and get that safe. Get yourself a safe in your home. Make it a family tradition of putting the guns in the safe, and let's call it a day on this segment. So remember, safety first, folks. It's very important here on the Gunsmith Show. That's what we preach.
We'll be right back. The Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1. We're going to talk about AR-15s in the next segment.
That's right.
After this.